G'day, welcome to another instalment of The Year That Was. I'm Jamie Pullo, glad to have your company this afternoon, this Sunday. And if you're listening to our replay, it's not a Sunday, okay? But anyway, here it is. This is The Year That Was. Today, we're going to take a look at the year 1974. So what are we doing? Let's get into it right now. You're on the shackgippsland.com, everybody. I'm Jamie Pullo.
Year That Was,
where we take a look at some of the best songs ever made. Now please welcome your host, Jamie Pullo. Every day I'm shuffling.
G'day, welcome to the show. Jamie Pullo here, and today we're going to look at a year of music, memories, and more. We're going to take a look at some of the best songs ever released. Let's take a look at what year we're looking at. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Yes, you're on the Shack Gippsland, the year that was. I'm Jamie Pullo. James Joseph Cruchet was born 1943. He died on the 20th of September in 1973. He was American folk and rock singer-songwriter. Between 1966 and 1973, Cruchet released 5 studio albums and his singles and his best well-known songs, Bad Bad Leroy Brown and Time in a Bottle, which reached number 1 on the US Billboard charts Hot 100. Cruchet was born in South Philadelphia in Pennsylvania to James Albert Cruchet and Flora Mary Cruchet, both Italian-Americans. He grew up in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. In his early career, he did not take music seriously. He used to play at fraternity parties, a cappella, railroad music, anything he played, playing at universities, coffee houses and stuff. Cruchet has released his first album, Facets, in 1966 with 500 copies pressed. The album had been financed with a $500 wedding gift from his parents, which in today's money would be around $3,000, maybe a bit more, about $4,000, who set a condition that the money must be spent to make an album. They hoped that he would give up music after the album failed and use his college education to pursue a respectable profession. But however, the album proved success with every single copy sold. The song that we're going to play is the title of a release single by him. The song was written by Cruchet and was originally released on his album, I Got a Name. It entered the Hot Billboard Hot 100 charts at position 73 in March 1974. It peaked at number 9 in April 1974, becoming his 5th top 10 hit. In addition, the song went on to number 1 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts and reached number 68 on the Billboard Country Music charts. The song is noted for the use of male backup singers as well as a string section that plays a counterpoint melody. Sad news though, Cruchet was killed in a small plane crash September 1973, the same week that a 45 single, the title cut from his studio album I Got a Name, was released. After the delayed release of a song from his previous album Time in a Bottle in late 1973, I'll Have to Say I Love You, this one, was done instead and was chosen as a second single released from his final studio album. Jim Cruchet, I'll Have to Say I Love You. You're on the Shack Gippsland.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. You'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. you just gotta see. No, you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Planned.
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Double Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Go kill them all!
Welcome to the dive.
A one, a two, a one, a two, three!
Off her final solo number, off her second final solo album, that there, Suzy Quatro and Devil Gate Drive. You're on the Shaq Gippsland and you're listening to The Year That Was. That song there reached spending 2 weeks at the top of the chart in February in 1974. Now, she only reached number one again in the UK 13 years and 26 days later as part of the Ferry Aid Band in a charity version of the Lennon-McCartney song Let It Be. Written and produced by Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman, Devil Gate Drive was the second number one in a row for the Ginny Chap writing and production team. Following the success of Tiger Feet by Mudd, the single was re-recorded for Quatro's 95 album What Goes Around as the opening track, with the B-side to be re-released in 1987 when Can the Can became a minor hit. Next up, we have a song by Paul McCartney, and this is off the Paul McCartney and Wings album. The song was named after Paul and Linda McCartney's Land Rover, which they nicknamed Helen Wheels. This song peaked at number 10 in the United States on the 12th of January 1974 and number 12 in the UK. McCartney there in Wings here on the ShackGippsland.com and Helen Wheels. That song was covered by Def Leppard on the album The Art of McCartney in 2014.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.
Shack Gippsland.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It's an ancient
Gippsland.
Playing today's best music and the classics you love.
Originally submitted as a Euro song contest, but instead offered it to a couple other people who both turned that song down. Only 4 weeks at the top of the chart in May in 1974. Sugar Baby Love became a UK number one hit and also reaching number 37 and number 30 on the US Billboard Hot 100. And respectively, it also reached number one in Germany, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Austria and Belgium, number two in Australia, South Africa and Italy. Sugar Baby Love recorded in autumn 1973 and released as one of those bubblegum pop songs and the debut single of from the Rubettes, written by Wayne Bickerton and Tony Waddington and produced by Wayne, engineered by John Maxwith at Lansdowne Recording Studios and with lead vocals by Paul Da Vinci. Sugar Baby Love was the band's one and only number one single in the UK singles charts ever, released in January 1974. Before that, we heard Kung Fu Fighting from Carl Douglas. The song was originally meant to be a B-side to I Want to Give You My Everything, but the producer originally hired Douglas to sing I Want to Give You My Everything, but needed to record something for the B-side and asked Douglas if he had any lyrics they could use. Douglas showed several, out of which they chose one that would later be called Kung Fu Fighting, and worked out a melody for it without taking it too seriously. After having spent over just 2 hours in the studio and then taking a break, Kung Fu Fighting was recorded quickly in the last 10-15 minutes of studio time. It only took two takes, and due to a 3-hour time constraint for the entire session, Kung Fu Fighting was the B-side. It was a B-side, and who was going to listen? Because, you know, they didn't think it was going to be popular because it was a B-side. But after hearing both songs, insisted that Kung Fu Fighting be on the A-side instead. So, actually, there you go. Following the release, the song didn't receive any radio airplay for over a month and sold very poorly. The song began gaining popularity in dance clubs, eventually entering the UK singles chart at number 42 on the 17th of August 1974, and reaching the top on the 21st of September, where it would remain for 3 weeks. It was then released in the United States, where it quickly topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and the single went on to sell 11 million records worldwide. Next up, we have an international hit reaching number 2 in the UK and becoming the first US
Killer
hit.
Queen.
The song.
She couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
On the Shack, Gippsland.com, Killer Queen there, Freddie Mercury. Now he's Terry Jacks.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Seasons in the Sun.
Shack Gippsland.
We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy. had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Welcome to the Year That Was, where we take a look at some of the best songs ever.
S-H-A-C-K ShackGippsland.com.
I was a cop on the east side of Chicago, back in the USA, back in the bad old days. In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, in the town of Chicago died. Try to make that town his own. And he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. I heard my mom cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mom cry. Yes, indeed. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old east side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. Huh! There was shouting in the street, and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said, about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mom cry. No sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and the daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and
Manny brushed her tears away the night she called to die.
From the British group Paper Lace, written by Peter Callender and Mitch Murray, that song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 1 week and reached number three in the UK charts, number two in Canada. It's about a fictional shootout between the Chicago police and members of the Al Capone syndicate. The narrator tells his mother anguishes while awaiting the news of the fate of her husband, who was a Chicago policeman. The song is featured in the theatrical trailer of the 2000 comedy movie High Fidelity, and the song is also featured in season one of That 70s Show. The Night Chicago Died was Paper Lace's follow-up single to Billy Don't Be a Hero, which was also number one hit in the UK, but virtually unheard in the US, and where Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods cover reached number one. Callender and Murray wrote both songs. The US single received a gold certification from the Recording Industry of Association of America, or the RIAA, signifying sales of at least 1 million copies. Though the song's story is set in the United States, Paper Lace were unable to perform the song live in the US at the height of its popularity because of the contractual issues. Before that, we heard Terry Jacks and Seasons in the Sun, which sold 40 all-time singles, 10 million copies worldwide. Terry Jacks recorded Seasons in the Sun in Vancouver in 1973 with his then-wife Susan Jacks. They made the decision to record the song when the Beach Boys, who had recorded a version with Terry Jacks producing, decided to abandon their recording, so Jack released his version as a single in 1973 on his own label, Goldfish Records, Put the Bone In, which was an original composition about burying a deceased pet dog, which was included on the B-side. The single soon topped the record charts in the US, where it was released on Bell Records, in Canada and the UK, and selling over 14 million copies worldwide. That version released in the US in December 1973 and made the Billboard Hot 100 a month later, and on March 2, 1974, the song began a three-week run at number one atop the Hot 100 and remained in the top 40 until almost Memorial Day weekend. Jax also spent 1 week on the Easy Listening charts, and Billboard has ranked it as the number two song for 1974. You're on the Shaq, Gippsland.com. We're just over halfway through our show, and we're looking at songs of 1974. Here's First Class, Beach Beat.
Ah!
the band First Class. The song, written by John Carter and his wife Gillian, became the band's only substantial hit. They wrote Beach Baby in their home in East Sheen in southwest London. Shortly after, Carter hired Tony Burrows and session singer Chase Mills to record the song as the First Class. Toward the end of the song, there are two instrumental quotations, both on the French horn, the main theme from the last movement of Sibelius's Fifth Symphony, and the tune of the title line from one of Carter's previous compositions, Let's Go to San Francisco, which was a hit in 1967 for the Flowerpot Men. In the song, the lead singer Burrows attempts to sing in an American accent, reflecting the song settling in California. In 1974, this song became a hit in the UK, where it peaked at number 13, and in the US, where it peaked at number 4. In Canada, Beach Baby was a number 1 hit. Although the band went on to release 2 studio albums and multitude of singles, they were unable to recreate the success of Beach Baby. Next up, we have a track from English rock band formed in Birmingham in 1970 by songwriters, multi-instrumentalists Jeff Lynn and Roy Wood, with drummer Bev Bevan. The music is characterised by a fusion of Beatlesque pop, classical arrangements and futuristic iconography. After Wood's departure in 1972, Jeff Lynn became the band's leader. Yes, talk about the Electric Light Orchestra, arranging and producing every album while writing virtually all of their original material. ELO was formed out of Lynn and Wood's desire to create modern rock and pop songs with classical overtones, and it derived as an offshoot of Wood's previous band, The Move, of which Jeff Lynn and Bev Bevan were also members. During the 1970s and the 1980s, ELO released a string of top 10 albums and singles, including 2 LPs that reached the top of the British charts, and in 1979, Discovery, and the science fiction-themed concept album Time in 1981. And in 1986, Lynn lost interest in the band and ceased its operation. Bev Bevan, though, responded by forming his own band, ELO2, which later became the Orchestra, with the exception of a short-lived reunion in 2001. ELO remained largely inactive for the next 3 decades. And in 2014, Jeff Lynn reformed the band again with Richard Tandy, his keyboardist, as Jeff Lynn's ELO, where he resumed concert touring and new recordings under the moniker. During ELO's original 14-year period, though, of active recording and touring, they sold over 50 million records worldwide, collecting 19 CRIA, 21 RIAA and 38 BPI awards for a period in the mid-1970s. The band saw more success in the United States, where they were billed as the English guys with the big fiddles. And from 1972 to 1986, ELO accumulated 20 top 20 songs in the UK singles charts and 15 top 20 songs on the US Billboard Hot 100. The band also holds the record for having the most Billboard Hot 100 top 40 hits without a number one single of any band in the US chart history. And in 2017, ELO, the lineup of Wood, Lynn, Bevan and Tandy, were all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But this song, which was first released on the band's 4th album, El Dorado, in September 1974, the song is the 2nd track on the album and follows the El Dorado Overture. The song was released in November, the same year as the single. Yes, it's ELO's Can't Get It Out of My Head, featuring the El Dorado Overture.
Thank you. You're listening live to the Shaq Gippsland.
Electric Light Orchestra there, and Can't Get It Out of My Head, featuring the El Dorado Overture, and that's off the album El Dorado. And if you don't know what the album looks like, and if you are familiar with it, it's the album. It's got the picture of Dorothy Shoes, the Wizard of Oz, the red shiny shoes. Anyway, next up we have a track released from an Australian rock song. It's an Australian rock song from the Australian singer and former frontman of the Easy Beats, Stevie Wright. was released in April 1974. The single version was divided across the A and B sides, and it went on, peaked nationally during July. It remained in the charts for 26 weeks, and it's the biggest Australian single of the year and the only pop song over 6 minutes to reach number one. The song features three parts, which we're going to play right now. Right now, Stevie Wright, parts one, two, and three. That is it from me on the year that was. I'll be back next time. Until then, I'm Joey Pello. Bye for now.
I got the money in my pocket. I got the cockies in my hand. I got myself a couple of tickets to see a rock and rolling band. Come on, girl, just get on your shoes. We're gonna hear some sounds. Come on, babe, you know there ain't no time to mess around.
Round, round, round. Evie, 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 let your hair hang down.
Understand the way I do. must be a better way to say the things I feel, the love I only know with you. But I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Ooh, Eve, I'm nothing without you. The sun is shining down, my eyes are open now, I see so much I never knew. Evie, I wanna thank you now, giving me this child, so much a part of me and you. Oh, I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Oh, Eve. Much in love with you.